You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Scott Sanders, consultant for the International AIDS Society, and originally posted on August 14th, 2012. When the 19th International AIDS Conference drew to a close, the hashtag AIDS2012 had been tweeted over 85,000 times over the course of a six-day conference, a tenfold increase over AIDS2010. With free Wi-Fi available throughout the convention center, the increasing role of new media in health communications, and conference delegates making ample use of smartphones and tablet computers, Twitter took off. The number of daily tweets peaked at over 20,000 on Monday, the first full day of the conference, which featured many high-profile speakers and sessions. The subjects of the tweets spanned a wide range of topics, with many from institutional and organizational tweeters disseminating information about their activities, research, and perspectives. The conference communications team first used Twitter in 2010, and it's now an important tool for the conference secretariat to disseminate information. In 2010, the conference communication team tweeted 411 times and had just over 2,400 followers. In 2012, the conference team communicated over 784 tweets and had 5,065 followers, 50% signed on after the conference started as news and tweets picked up. The communication team used Twitter to get word out about new resources, such as newsmaker interviews on the YouTube channel and live and recorded webcasts, important news stories, reminders about notable speakers and the Global Village activities, logistical or programmatic updates and changes, and conference initiatives such as the Washington, D.C. Declaration and the Turning the Tide Together photo campaign. Because live tweeting of speeches is staff-intensive, they limited it this year to the opening and closing sessions and Secretary Clinton's speech. The live tweeting had steady numbers of retweets and also resulted in many new followers. The widespread use of mobile technology, as demonstrated by the popularity of the conference's mobile app introduced at AIDS 2012, likely played an important role in the number of hashtag AIDS 2012 tweets. The app featured a regularly updated conference program, interactive venue map, a hashtag AIDS 2012 Twitter feed, and more was downloaded 14,475 times. For those who really like numbers, there were 8,158 downloads on iPhones, 4,993 on iPads, and 1,324 on Androids. If you tweeted or followed tweets during the conference, we'd appreciate comments on how you use Twitter to gather or disseminate information before, during, or even after the conference. So join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.